global viewers, welcome to a journey through aesthetic realms on Supreme Master Television. In last week's show, we introduced Canadian artist Niska and his paintings of light. It all began at the tender age of six, when an automobile accident prompted his sudden experience of the spiritual realm of light. This was just the beginning of Niska's lifelong journey as an artist, with a mission to share the same splendor of light with others. Today, we will complete our two-part interview by seeing how Niska brings the divine revelation to physical life while spreading the message of love, positivity, and happiness.
Sortir du message qu'on est des êtres de lumière, on est des êtres merveilleux. On a juste à monter le dimmer, arrêter d'être des 2 watts, là, on peut être des 1000 watts, vivre, être heureux. Dans la vie, c'est d'abord être heureux. On est des êtres de lumière. On n'est pas de la poussière pour retourner à la poussière, mais on est une lumière qui doit retourner à la lumière.
Niska lives with his wife, Elena, in a simple house, which also serves as his workshop. They have used the income earned from selling the original artworks to make duplicates of the paintings to share with more people at no cost, so that they too can have the opportunity to see them and be inspired.
We do distribute freely for many years. I think last year we must have given away some 100,000 free reproductions that we give to all kinds of people that could need them, love them, or made fundraiser with them. We willingly give them the reproduction for charities that we accept and recognize and like what we do. It's my dream. I hope to give at least 1 million away.
Wow.
So, let's go. I work hard.
Our only biggest challenge is that we work so much with creating all kinds of things around the paintings that we don't sleep. We have so much pleasure sharing the message of the paintings with everybody. So we're like kids.
Yeah, so I'm very touched all the time. Also, some people teach in school, they use the DVDs, the colors, the pictures, we give them free. They have access to niska.org, and they can download almost everything they want from our sites free of charge. So that's a very pleasure everywhere. I live in l'arrondissement Lachine, you know, the borough of Lachine. The mayor has one in his office, the city councillors, the business people, the school teachers, my posters are everywhere. It's like they adopted me like their child, and I'm very proud to be there.
You go into the bakery, there's a poster.
People from all walks of life find themselves drawn to Niska's artwork and resonate with spontaneous enthusiasm. It is as though what they find in the light field is a mirror of themselves. What they experience beyond the canvas is often deeper than words can describe.
C'est, il a vraiment, vraiment donné beaucoup, beaucoup de son amour à travers ses tableaux. Beaucoup, beaucoup d'énergie.
Ça me donne un calme très profond. Ça me donne le goût d'aller voir à moi-même qui je suis. Et ça me donne une très, très grande paix intérieure.
À chaque fois que je regarde ces peintures, j'ai l'impression de reconnaître le divin en moi, de me voir belle, de me voir grande, puis de voir qu'il n'y a rien qui m'empêche d'obtenir une richesse comme ces peintures.
The overwhelming responses have grown beyond the borders of Niska's homeland and are coming from all over the world.
I just thank God to let me see, before I die, the pleasure of where the paintings are really going. I have many, many shows, like 300 shows in many places in Europe. And now, for the last 3-4 years, I every day will receive mail, email, phone.
We have a folder that grows beautifully. It's called the Folder of Gratitude, where I get these emails almost every day from people who own his work and talk about what that light has brought into their life. It's very touching and meaningful to us.
We will be back with more on Canadian spiritual artist Niska after these messages. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Thank you.
are no road to happiness. Happiness is the road.
Welcome back to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television as we continue our feature on Canadian artist Niska, whose paintings of light have inspired many to have a loving and brighter outlook on life. Light and love emanate not only from Niska's paintings, but also from the artist himself. His unconditional and tender ways have touched the hearts of people around him in everyday life. Niska recounts a heartwarming story about Elena's daughter, Yael, with whom he had lived in the same house for 12 years.
When she was young, 12 or 13 years old, a full teenager, and she selected a little pink painting for her bedroom. I had given her a beautiful mirror, you know, for a young girl, for her bedroom, an antique. And then when she was mad, she would take out the painting and hide it behind the mirror. So I come in and I see that. Not a word. I went down, took my car, go a few blocks down the street to the local flower shop, and I buy an orchid wrapped in see-through paper with a little ribbons, and then I bring it, put it on a bed, spread, and walk away. Not a word. And then a few hours later, walk back, the painting's back on the wall, and the flower is in the water.
Today, Yael has graduated from Harvard University and has become a medical doctor, sharing her own gift of love to many in need of comfort. A few years ago, Niska was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, an age-related neurologic disorder that impairs motor functions. This has become a motivator for him to work harder, as he knows that time is ever precious. At the same time, Niska has embraced his condition as part of his life's purpose, of his service to the world.
To me, I find the Parkinson is opening me doors that will have been like unexpected. You see, like this World Parkinson Congress in Washington and New York, that chose me for the calendar, distributed all over the world. I will never have this possibility if I didn't have the Parkinson. From a mystical point of view, we live in a perfectly harmonious world. Nothing ever happens in my life at all that I didn't want, I didn't create. We have the capacity to create us looking sick because everything is an illusion. I believe children up to age 14, they know who they are. They know their God. We know we have unlimited power. When I say unlimited, you don't have a cue. Anything that happens in the world, you can do a million times more. But because of our mental perception, we create our limits. There are no limits. It's been demonstrated that to change your idea on something, you only need to be repeated like 7 times. Medical research have shown if 6 or 7 people this morning we team up together to tell this person, hey, you look so bad, you must be sick. No, I'm perfectly right. The second one, the third one, by the 7th time, the guy called the ambulance. The brain ruins all of your capacities when they're negative. We paralyze with what people taught us. Now, as adult, put them down, do, and refine the divine being that we are.
As divine beings, it is human nature to seek light in darkness and hope in despair. Niska conveys his thoughts about how we can all move from a negative to a positive place in our daily lives.
And there's a strategy. Don't try to throw the negative away, never. You never make an effort for that. Let's suppose you only have 1/2 hour of pleasure per day. So try to have 35 minutes, work to have 40 minutes, work to have 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and you never make an effort to put the negative away. But the positive that you will have slowly every day in your life, one day you, where is it? All the negative will have disappeared from your life. You just have the will of being positive. Positiveness is emotions that you've developed from inside, slowly, and then you become very, very powerful because you see the light. If I only see darkness, it will be very hard to be positive. You can go in the deepest hole in your life, But if you keep your eyes toward the universe, toward the sky, you're bound one day to see a star. So being positive is more like experiencing. Being positive is not just a wish, it's an inner emotional reality of your capacities.
As the discussion on positive realization continued, Elena brought up the subject of constructive media and Supreme Master Television.
Can I say something? Also, with the news of the Supreme Master Television, if we would have that on main television, all that positive news all the time, it's so uplifting.
You will need more programs like you have, putting the seeds of beautiful possibilities. I show the nurse who healed the hurt person, then I will recreate healing in the world. So the only way we can is to go back to love and compassion and talk and think, meditate and develop more organization like you have. Everything that you talk about every day will amplify.
Through his paintings, Niska is also amplifying joy and hope in the world, one painting at a time. Through viewing them, people are rediscovering their light within, as the artist eagerly looks forward to the day that the whole world will be illuminated.
If I look at this painting, it will probably be chosen by a very young person, like under 10, if the parents agree, or a very old, 75, 80 years or older. Many of the most spiritual people I know, they don't even know about it. They just are, you know. So it will probably be chosen by somebody very powerful that enjoys the light, because this one is very powerful.
We would like to express our deep appreciation to the gifted artist Niska and his gracious spouse Elena for generously sharing the beauty of human spirituality through your artwork, as well as your love and positivity. May your pure hearts be blessed just as your paintings rekindle the light in others. For more about Niska's paintings, please visit www.niska.org. Inspiring viewers, thank you for being with us today on A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, right after Noteworthy News. May your heart be opened and your noble wishes fulfilled.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.